Together, we are here with Jesus. Let's worship the Lord. I'm going to be sharing from Psalm 24 today. It was a psalm that was written by David, recognizing he recognized that God is the creator of everything, and he shared that with everyone. All things belong to God. We cannot buy happiness, and we know that this earth, this world, does not belong to the richest, the famous, or the most strong and talented. The earth is the Lord's. If we were not here, this earth, because it belongs to God, would go on. Think about it. Think about how nature was a bit renewed and perhaps refurbished when we shut the world down for the first few weeks of COVID. The sky looked brighter. The air smelled fresher. We belong to him, and he will never leave us. We have an opportunity, everyone has an opportunity to turn to God and to turn their hearts over to him. The way is through Jesus, our Messiah. Jesus paid for our sins, and because of this, we're able to do all things through the Lord who strengthens us. This psalm was probably written to be read and sung as the Ark of the Covenant was being taken to remain within the curtains upon the hill of Zion. David led the way on this joyful occasion and gave all glory and joy to the ascension of the King. Psalm 24, verses 1 and 2. This is the part of the psalm that glorifies our true God. The earth is the Lord's and everything in it, the world and all who live in it are his. For he founded it upon the seas and established it upon the waters. We may lay our hopes before our Lord. We can rest upon his grace and the promise of an immutable, unchangeable God. He is our consistent and faithful Redeemer. Verses 3 through 6. These verses describe those who are to commune with God. Who may ascend the hill of the Lord? Who may stand in his holy place? He who has clean hands and a pure heart, who does not lift up his soul to an idol or swear by what is false. He will receive blessing from the Lord and vindication from God, his Savior. Such is the generation of those who seek him, who see your face, O God of Jacob. God has created all things. However, he will not save all things. At times, searching and working to the glory of God becomes an uphill climb. We will not be in his presence because of a performance-based system. Deuteronomy 7:6 states, "Of all the people on earth, the Lord your God has chosen you to be his own special treasure." Marilyn Meeberg is a Christian author, and she's quite humorous. If you ever come across any of her books, they are a joy to read. And she wrote, "In the mind of Creator God, there is no questioning your value. You are chosen by him. And if that truth alone just does not melt your socks, consider this. You are also viewed as his special treasure. You don't need to struggle to become good enough. Quite simply, you have been chosen." Amen. Those who seek the Lord are chosen people. Those who will wash their hands in the precious blood of Jesus. They will detest sin, and those with pure hearts will see God. How can those who wish and make commitment with the God of truth feel comfortable and live in a false way? Those who ascend the hill of the Lord will go as receivers, not on their own merits. Charles Spurgeon wrote, Holy living ensures a blessing as its rewards from the thrice-holy God, but it is itself a blessing of the new covenant and a delight fruit of the Spirit. He goes on, to desire communion with God is a purifying thing. Oh, to hunger and thirst more and more after a clear vision of the face of God. This will lead us to purge ourselves from all filthiness and to walk with heavenly circumspection or watchfulness. The third part, Psalm 24, 7 through 10, are verses that bring light to the ascent of the true Redeemer, who has opened heaven's gates for the entrance of his elect. Lift up your heads, O you gates, be lifted up, you ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O you gates, lift them up, you ancient doors, and the King of glory may come in. Who is he, the King of glory? The Lord Almighty. He is the King of glory. Jesus could ascend to the hill of the Lord because his heart is pure and his hands are clean. By faith, by believing in Jesus, we are confirmed to his image, conformed to his image, and we will be invited to ascend the hill with other believers. Even the weakest believer will walk through those opened gates. Jesus knows your heart. The doors of the city or sanctuary are referred to as gates, personified for dramatic effects in this psalm. We are encouraged to look to Christ and follow his footsteps. Allow his Spirit to create in you a new heart and a blessed spirit. While studying these verses, the term Selah was referred to often, S-E-L-A-H. It is mentioned 71 times in all of the Psalms. The term had been added to the end of Psalm 24:10 in several Bible versions. A Selah moment is to pause to worship God. It may be a time of listening to soft music or singing to worship God, a time of pausing and reflecting. A Selah moment could be an instrumental interlude. It may have been added to the Psalms as music was applied to many of these psalms and songs. This is a time of interruption, a type of intermission during your day, and a time of silence or exalting at the end of the day. Selah moments are encouraged throughout the day. I took time this week to focus on a Selah moment throughout the day this week. We have, I don't think we're being taped, are we? Oh, okay. I was going to tell the story, but I won't tell the story. Just for us. Later on, I'll tell you. But several things are happening in my household this week, and I would take a time to pause, or I would take a time to enjoy music purposefully, and I felt the Spirit, and I felt better, and I got through some tough moments where I could have been angry or I could have been upset, but because I went back and thought, I'm preaching on this, I want to practice this, it just was truly amazing. So I'm going to be sharing some of these, and then in the end, I'm going to encourage you to pick one or two to write on your bulletin ways that you will practice a Selah moment this week. Okay. Using information from various books, and I also went back to the Daily Bread devotionals, I found several ideas. These are ways to reflect on your life with Jesus. I have 7 Selah activities, but perhaps even during this sermon, the remainder of the sermon, and during our response time, you will be able to share a Selah moment that you experience as you come closer to Jesus. How can we pause, take an intermission, and worship during the day? Number 1, be silent. TV off, radio off. Be silent and listen to the voice of God. Psalm 46:10. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations, and I will be exalted in the earth. God's voice will break through. Say enough to the world. Say stop to the world for a few moments. Be silent. Jesus is exalted and praised in all the world. Number two is pause. Pause the day to do a spiritual inventory and be cleansed. Pause. Psalm 42, verses 1 and 2. As the deer pants for the streams of water, so my soul pants for you. O God, my soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When can I go and meet with God? The deer depend on the water for their lives, as we depend and rely on God. What a blessing to be able to turn to God whenever necessary and to give thanks to, or to be able to ask for help at any moment throughout the day. Number three, interrupt. Interrupt the day to do a spiritual inventory. Psalms 51, 1 through 10. From the NIV Bible study, we learn this is the prayer of a contrite, remorseful sinner. David had committed adultery with Bathsheba, and he prays for forgiveness and cleansing as he humbles himself before the Lord. David knows he acted completely contrary to what God's desire is, and he asks for pardon, mercy, and a pure heart. Psalm 51, 1 through 10. Have mercy on me, O God, according to your unfailing love, according to your great compassion, blot out my transgressions. Wash away all my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin, for I know my transgressions and my sin is always before me. Against you, you only have I sinned and done what is evil in your sight, so that you are proved right when you speak and justified when you judge. Surely I was sinful at birth, sinful from the time my mother conceived me. Surely you desire the truth in the inner parts and teach me wisdom in the inmost place. Cleanse me with hyssop and I will be whiter than snow. Let me hear joy and gladness. Let the bones you have crushed rejoice. Hide your face from my sins and blot out all my iniquity. Create in me a pure heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. When your mind starts to go worldly, when you're seeing others and want to join in with others who are not participating in things that are good, create in me a pure heart. Say it out loud. Create in me a pure heart. Interrupt your day to think of a positive thought, a favorite Bible verse. I went in to research the word hyssop. It was used in ritual cleansing. It's actually a plant that is in the mint family. It was used in cooking and in herbal medicine and in rites for purification. So it's a plant like a mint. So cleanse me with a hyssop, and I will be whiter than snow. When David writes this, let me hear joy and gladness, the thought that came to my mind was that we truly need to be with others who are trying not to sin. We truly need to be with others who are learning about Jesus and rejoice in the life that Jesus lived. Are we hanging out with people who curse, gossip, tell lies, drink, or sin in other ways? How are they bringing joy to us, or are they bringing us down? Pray for forgiveness and for the friends who will support you and model the love of Jesus. And pray for those who may not be following Jesus, that they will see his love in you. Accentuate, that means to make more noticeable. Accentuate the joy of God's provision through thanksgiving. Hebrews 1:3. The Son The sun is the radiance of God's glory and the exact representation of his being, sustaining all things by his powerful world. After he had provided purification for sins, he sat down at the right hand of the majesty in heaven. And one of my favorite verses, 1 Thessalonians 5:16, 17, and 18, is be joyful always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. When we end up having 3 appointments for my parents throughout the day, and I'm tired and I want to get stuff done and I'm working on other things, and I'm thinking, is this really what I'm supposed to be doing? But then when I pray, I know how blessed I am to have my parents with me. I know that I am meant to be serving them. And I give thanks to God. I accentuate the gift that God has given me. And I know I'll take a nap on another day. It's fine. We'll do fine. That was number 4. Number 5 is exalt. Exalt the name of God for answered prayer in spite of disappointment. Exalt means to hold him in very high regard. Think and speak very highly of him. So I won't say, why is this happening to me? Why is this happening to them? I turn my mind and I say, thank you, Lord, for this. Thank you, Lord, for this. Things happen. People are watching, and we don't know how others will be affected by what is going on in our lives. And people are watching our reactions to that. Psalm 40, 1 to 3. I waited patiently for the Lord. He turned to me and he heard my cry. He lifted me out of the slimy pit, out of the mud and mire. He set my feet on a rock, gave me a firm place to stand. He put a new song in my mouth, a hymn of praise to our God. Many will see and fear and put their trust in the Lord. Fear meaning the awe of God's love. The awe of Jesus' love toward us. Hardships will arise. Receive them as a gift from God. Use them as an opportunity to grow. Enjoy a life filled with grace. We are different. We are different because of grace. God's grace has set us free. Number 6 is pray. Pray each time that something goes wrong. When something goes wrong in our house, we say, that's wonky. When I had, I think it was my dad to the doctor and had some tests done, and the nurse said, oh, there's some wonky things here. And I asked her to define that medical term when things go wrong. It went a little bit off, a little bit higher, a little bit low. Things were wonky. When things go wonky, we need to pray. My Father, thank you for this. Please use it to make me more like Jesus. Wow. Please use this. Please use this to make me more like Jesus. Hebrews 12:7, endure hardship as discipline. God is treating you as sons and daughters. Receive the hardships when they come, and they will come, and it will be difficult, but know that God is basically gifting you with an opportunity to grow. When things go wonky, it's our opportunity to grow. Know, especially at those times, that Jesus is carrying you in his heavenly arms. Take time to pray and sense God's presence. And the last one, number 7, is end. End the day by reflecting on the Lord's faithfulness. Even if it's the same prayer every night, it's okay. Corrie ten Boom wrote, faith is not merely holding on to God, it is God holding on to you. Are you giving God your time? Are you giving God your heart and your mind? Psalm 119:148, my eyes stay open through the watches of the night, that I may meditate on your promises. This is a brief poem from Hess. From your heart, give God your praise. for his blessing all your days. Lift your voice to God above, God of mercy, God of love. God is the King of glory. His grace is a gift of life and a light, and light and glorious joy that cannot be stolen from us. The earth is the Lord's and everything in it. We are the Lord's children. Follow David's example of reflecting on God through Selah moments this week and always. Worship God throughout the day. No day should be thought of as complete without worship. These are the seven Selah activities or moments that I've shared with you. Think about one or two. Write them down. What will you practice more this week? Being silent, pausing, interrupting, accentuating, exalting, praying, ending the day by reflecting on the Lord's faithfulness. I will be praying for you and thinking of you during my Selah moments this week. I'd like to end in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we continue to need your guidance, but even when we reach out for your hand, we are rushing off in different directions. We try to listen, but at times we break the rules. We remind ourselves that whatever, wherever we are, you are with us. At times we forget the proper response, that to serve you, we must follow you. Hold us close and teach us again to truly live as you love. Encourage us to include Selah moments throughout our days. And help us to resist sin and to know you and glorify you fully in this life. Allow us to seek you with our whole hearts. We are people of God. We go in God's love and extend God's love to live God's promises. In your precious name we pray. Amen.